World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with the Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I have to admit to you, I couldn't wait to get down here today. 2 days away from y'all is just about enough to kill a guy. Sure, I got. You know, the Bible tells us that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, and so I'm a little bit conflicted this morning because I got so much stuff I want to show you. Because knowledge is power, and so I want to put knowledge and power in your hands. And I would hope that you guys do this at the conclusion of the show. Some of you don't watch it at Coach Dave Live. Some of you watch it at Bridey On. Some of you watch it at the Patriot Party News. It's being watched on a lot of different platforms at CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. The show streams live there. But what's really important is at the end of the show, Spencer and the crew post every link that we use during the show. Spencer, could you maybe show them a past show? So they would, if you go online, any one of those shows, click on it and go down at the bottom, and then you'll see every link. There they are. Every link we showed is right there for you. So what I would hope you do, this is what I've been water hosing, folks. I've been water hosing them. I send link after link after link after link to people. See, watch this. I don't even care if they respond. Watch this. That's all. So I would ask you, if something really resonates with you, it's right there. Click and send it. Send it to family members, people you go to church with, whatever. Why? My people are destroyed because they don't know. Now ask yourself, how can they not know? Well, they're listening to the wrong sources. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and another voice they will not hear. And instead, they're listening to Rachel Maddow and The View and ABC and NBC and CBS and MSLSD. They're listening to the wrong voices. They're not hearing the right. And you know what's crazy? Every time I send one of those to somebody, they never respond. Because there isn't anything that you can say. There isn't anything you can say. It's not something I'm saying. It's here. And I'm going to give you some of that stuff here this morning, okay? Tomorrow, live and in color, pull up that picture of Bill Dunphy, Spencer. Pastor Bill, we went to church yesterday at Pastor Bill's, where he pastors. I'm going to go tomorrow to his house in the morning, and we're going to do a live interview with Bill Dunphy. And friends, you're not going to believe what this guy's going to tell you. You're not going to believe. Now, your friends sure aren't going to believe it because they believe the mainstream media. They believe it was an insurrection. The stuff that this guy has to tell about what went on, the drugs in the prisons. But I'm not going to talk about, I said, Bill, that's not what I want to talk about tomorrow. I want to talk about how they didn't allow you to present a defense. You were not anyway, it'll be awesome. And what I'm going to go to his house, and Spencer, I don't know how we do this, but I'm going to put him on a computer and me on a computer side by side. So it'll be like a TV studio, right? And when I talk, put him on the screen. And can we do that, Spence? Do we not do that? So it doesn't, whatever. And boom, 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 boom. And man, I told my wife this morning, I love my wife so much, I just can't even tell you guys. And I said, can you imagine what it'd be like if the FBI comes to get you and your wife drives you to Washington, D.C. and drops you off and doesn't see you for 4 months? 4 months. What would my wife be like in 4 months without me around? Maybe happier. I don't know, but you get what I'm saying, right? 4 months without her husband. The destruction of families by the devil. Hey, it's Luciferians, huh, folks? It's Luciferians. It all is. Why else would they come after God-fearing men and women? They're not after BLM. They're not after Antifa. They're locking up God's children. Come on, tell me you see it. All right, hang on. It's all over me today, okay? I pray for Ray LeBlanc. God bless Ray LeBlanc. He went down there and down in Swanano or wherever he was and fell down, broke a rib or whatever. And his wife Jane's been dealing with some health issues. Look, folks, when you get into battle, the devil shoots back. So, Ray, it's good to see you in here, man. Appreciate you being down there and that sacrifice that you made to go down there and all that you did down there. I'm just grateful. So tomorrow, Bill Dunphy, live, and I think it'll be in color. Live and in color. Okay, I'm going to show you some stuff. I told Spencer to get this one ready, huh? Because, hey, want to hear a preacher? Want to hear a preacher? Not this left-wing Luciferian who looks like a man. I don't know if she's a lesbian or not, but she should be. She missed a good chance if she isn't. Listen to this guy. Go ahead.
Renzo Sewell, who's the senior pastor of 180 Church. He delivered a prayer at the president's inauguration. Rev, I saw you. I was right in front. I was like, man, you don't even need a microphone during that.
Reason. By the way, it's very, very clear Laura Ingraham is not saved. She can wear the cross, but she doesn't understand it. Go ahead.
Prayer of yours. I loved it. It's great to see you, and thanks for joining us. Now, the media is trying to make this bishop look like the latest anti-Trump hero, but also a victim because people are criticizing her approach in the National Cathedral address.
Folks, they are panicking. I'm telling you, this is a black Christian man who ain't on the left. They don't know what they can say, right? They don't know how to criticize this guy. Listen to him unleash. Go ahead.
How would you describe her?
Laura, I'm so Holy Ghost happy to be here with you. I was in her service. I was physically sitting next to the first family. And what was so sad about this bishop, she had the opportunity to preach the gospel. She had the opportunity to talk about the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. She had the opportunity to bring people into the faith. It was a salvific moment. Instead of using the authority of the Word of God to preach the message of Christ and to draw our president closer to Jesus, she used it to practice what I call theological and spiritual malpractice. She is the worst preacher I have ever in my life heard. It was awful. It was so bad. I'm grateful my wife was not there. She would have ran out of that church. I could not believe that she would use that moment to speak a demonic message as if she was using in the Bible. She used her platform to practice theological malpractice. It was horrible. It was the worst message I've ever been in my life. It was believers. We prayed after. We prayed for our president after that message. I was the last person to leave that building because I was so offended about how she used her platform.
Did she come up afterward and shake their hands? Like, how did that go down? I didn't see any of the aftermath of that.
She was so arrogant. The way she didn't even acknowledge the president of the United States of America. She had an opportunity to minister the gospel. Instead of that, she is a heretic. She should never be allowed to preach the message of Jesus in her life because she's not even talking about Jesus.
This is why no one's going to these. Yeah, this is why these denominations are dying, sadly. It's a beautiful cathedral, but it becomes just another, long and hard to endure hour of one of our other cable competitors, and it's not what people are looking for. Now, in Arkansas this weekend, Pastor, religious leaders met for a service they called Resistance Sunday. So it's not just limited to the Bishop Bud. Watch.
Resist, and I pray with all of our heart that if he enacts these evil policies, may God damn Donald Trump, and may God damn all of us if we don't do anything about it.
I mean, I don't know who this is. He's like trying to for the Reverend Wright Award of the week. I don't know who that individual is. But do any of these so-called church leaders represent, in your view, the gospel?
Well, it's not biblical. There's nothing in the Bible that teaches that we should speak against our leaders. We should be praying for them. We should be interceding for them. The Bible says we will lead an honest and peaceable life. Men like Daniel, men like Nehemiah, men like Joseph, they all served God faithfully, even up under leaders they did not agree with. This man who's speaking about damning the leader of the free world, it is so sad. He needs to repent. And I'll be praying for that bishop, and I'll be praying for this man too, that they would really get to know the real Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible.
Boom!
Well,
he's their worst nightmare, isn't he? Is he their worst nightmare, whatever, huh? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Look, I got a lot of stuff. This is an information flow for you today, okay? These things will all be in the chat. I'm sorry, all be in the show links, okay? I got some great stuff. Zypher's hand's about to break. Go ahead, Zypher.
Coach, the anointing of God's on Trump. And everyone he goes around that don't know God and can't stand God, they're going to manifest because they're full of devils. That's right. Needs to be delivered, bro.
Amen. Okay. Hey, here's another one. Are you ready for another one? Huh? Ask yourself, hang on. Just check in here in my own mind. Did George H.W. Bush, daddy, did he put his hand on the Bible and swear an oath? I think he did. Did his son? I think he did. Did Bill Clinton? I think he did. Did Obama? I think he did. Did Biden? I think he did. But Trump didn't. Trump didn't. Huh? Trump didn't do it, right? Play number two.
Changes hearts and transforms lives. It uplifts the soul, inspires action, and unites us all as one nation under God. So important. And we say it here, you know? A lot of people, they don't say it. But you know what? They're starting to say it more, just like we're starting to say Merry Christmas when that day comes around. You notice the big difference between now and 2 or 3 years ago? It was, Paula, it was going in the other direction rapidly, right? Now it's straight up. Our country was founded on prayer. Our communities are sustained by prayer. And our nation will be renewed by hard work, a lot of intelligence, and prayer.
If only he put his hand on the Bible.
Today we gather.
Keep going.
To remember this truth, we thank God for the faith of our people. We praise God for the blessings of freedom. And we ask God to forever bless this magnificent land that we all love so much, America. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
Gordon, was that Bill Clinton? Was that Obama? Was that George Bush? Was that George H.W. Bush? Who was that guy? Huh? When is the last time that you've heard a president of the United States say anything like that? I get you. You say it's all fake. He's a phony, yada, yada. He said, come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Question is, will we? Will we come on in? Go ahead, Paul. Paul Webb, go ahead.
Hey, Coach, a couple things. Number one, that devil that spoke at that National Cathedral and that other pulpit pimp that we saw a few moments ago.
Yeah.
Basically, all power and authority has been given unto me. They have no power. They have no authority. There's an empty suit. And then number two, one of his relatives was a part of the Welsh revival or something like that?
Yes, that's right.
So there's some seeds. There's some seeds in there for him. And so, you know, God's doing something in his life. And he teeter totters, but God's doing something.
He's doing something. Pull up number 12 real quick. I told you this is information overload today, folks. I'm sorry. It is. Listen to this one. Huh? Huh? Listen to this one. Pastors won't even say this. Go ahead.
My Department of Education will inform states and school districts that if any teacher or school official suggests to a child that they could be trapped in the wrong body, they will be faced with severe consequences, including potential civil rights violations for sex discrimination and the elimination of federal funding. As part of our new credentialing body for teachers, We will promote positive education about the nuclear family, the roles of mothers and fathers, and celebrating rather than erasing the things that make men and women different and unique. I will ask Congress to pass a bill establishing that the only genders recognized by the United States government are male and female, and they are assigned at birth. The bill will also make clear that Title IX prohibits men from participating in women's sports, and we will protect the rights of parents from being forced to allow their minor child to assume a gender which is new and an identity without the parents' consent. The identity will not be new, and it will not be without parental consent. No serious country should be telling its children that they were born with the wrong gender, a concept that was never heard of in all of human history. Nobody's ever heard of this, what's happening today. It was all when the radical left invented it just a few years ago. Under my leadership, this madness will end. Thank you very much.
Boom.
Somebody give me a boom. Would somebody give me a boom out there?
Huh? Boom.
There ain't nobody that can say it like this guy is there. Huh? Common sense. Common sense. How did this happen to them? Okay, I got another one. I got another one. Okay. Number six. Pull up number six. This goes back to some of you. Look, I love you. I love. Oh, that's not true. I don't know all of you. Or as a guy once said to me who really didn't like me, I love you in the Lord, meaning he really, really hated me. But he had to love me because the Bible told him to, but he didn't really love me. So David Wilkerson. You guys know David Wilkerson? Hey, folks. Look. The war has begun inside Christianity. Do you guys know that? See, real Christianity against the fake Christianity. The battle's been out there. It's been going on, but it's coming to the surface now. It's coming to the surface. We can see what's been going on. Whether you know it or not, Donald Trump, when he talked about transgenderism, folks, that's a spiritual issue. It's a spiritual issue. Spiritual issue. It's not a physical issue. It's not a science issue. It's not a moral issue. It's a spiritual issue. President Trump, he may not even know it. He's expressing spiritual truths. Now, this is from David Wilkerson. I don't know, 20, 25 years ago. I've heard this a long time ago. But this is where we are. Go ahead.
This is not a Sunday school picnic, the Church of Jesus Christ. This is not an invitation to have continuous good times. This is a war for the souls of men. Come out from among them. Run for your life. Because this is about your life. It's not just about an opposing theology or conflicting viewpoint on Jesus. This is about your life. My mind is forever branded with the story that I heard of police officers from the city of New York, as people were fleeing from a crumbling building, there were police officers and firemen and others that were running towards the building saying, run for your life at their own peril. And in some cases, I believe they knew they were going to die, but there was a sense of duty. I was crying out to God. I said, God, oh, Jesus, don't let my sense of duty be less for your kingdom than these beloved firemen and policemen were for those that are perishing in the fallen tower. We're living in a generation when truth is falling into the streets. I want to be among those that are not running away from the conflict, but running into the conflict and saying, run for your life. Run from gospels that focus only on success and prosperity. Run! Run from those who use the name of Christ only for personal gain. Run from those that are picking your pocket in the name of Jesus. Run! Run from gospels that only focus on self-improvement. Run! Run from churches where men and not Christ are glorified. Run! Run! Body of Christ, run! Get out! Don't touch the unclean thing! Run from churches in America and Canada where there is no Bible. There's no cross in the theology. There's no soul-searching word. There's no repentance from sin. There's no mention of the blood of Jesus. Run! It's unclean! Run! Run from churches where you're comfortable in your sins. If you come into the house of God and you've got sin in your life and you're not convicted of it, you're at a table of devils. Run from pulpits that are filled with political men who are using the pulpit of God for a personal political agenda. Run! Run from those who preach division between races and cultures. Run! Run! Get out! Turn it off! Get away from it! They know nothing of God. Run from ungodly, spasmodic movements and endless, empty prophesying. Beloved church, run for your life. Run from preachers that stand and tell stories and jokes. Run like you've never run before. Run! Run! Run!
Run! Run! Run! I got one more, then I'm gonna open it up. One more. This really I got so much good stuff this morning. Bring up number three. Hey, church. God gave you the emotion of anger. God gave us the emotion of anger. Anger is a good thing. Bible says, be angry and sin not. That doesn't mean do something stupid, only do something stupid when you're angry. No, that's not what it means. If you're motivated by anger and it's godly anger, do something. It's a sin to not, for you to know to do good and not to do it to him, it is sin. Sin. If you're angry that they're cutting off the ding-a-lings of little boys and girls, do something about it. Because if you don't, that's a sin.
Boom.
Play this. From Network.
Tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now.
Get up. Go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How many stations does this go out?
You've
got
to get mad.
67. I know it goes to Louisville and Atlanta.
I'm not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Who are you talking to, Herb?
CGG Atlanta.
Are they yelling in Atlanta, Herb?
Are they yelling in Atlanta, Ted?
But first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
They're yelling in Baton Rouge.
God damn it. Get up, get up, get up out of your chair.
Son of a bitch! We struck the mother lobe.
Stick your head out of the window, open it, and stick your head out and keep yelling and yell, I'm as mad as hell, I'm not going to take this anymore. Just get up from your chairs right now. Go to the
window. Where are you going? I want to see if anybody's yelling.
Open it and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling. I'm
mad as hell. How am I going to take this anymore?
I'm mad as hell. I'm never going to take it anymore. One more, then I'll let you come in. Bullet number 9. Hey, I'm giving you information today. What you want to do with it is up to you. What you want to do with it. Bullet number 9. We tolerated President Obama for 8 years and kept quiet. Here's my whole issue with let us all be United States again. We heard from President Biden. For the last 4 years, the Democrats have gone and scorched earth. They've salted the fields, and now they want plants to grow. The problem is 75-plus million of us have memories longer than a hamster. We remember the women's march with vagina hats the day after the inauguration. Remember the 4 years of attacks and impeachments. Remember not our presidents and their resistance. Remember Maxine Waters telling followers to harass us in restaurants. Remember hundreds of Trump supporters physically attacked. Remember Trump supporters getting doxxed and fired from jobs. Remember riots and looting. We remember a comedian holding up a president's severed head. Remember a play in Central Park paid with public funds showing the killing of President Trump. Remember Robert De Niro yelling, F Trump. We remember Nancy Pelosi tearing up the State of the Union address. We remember the total and the tank move on the Midwest mainstream media. We remember the nonstop live fact-checking of our president and supporters. We remember nonstop in-your-face lies and cover-ups from the media. We remember the president and staff being spied on. We remember 5 senators shot on a ball field. We remember every so-called comedy show turned into nothing but Trump hate fest. We remember 95% of negative coverage in the news. We remember the state governors asking and getting everything they asked for and then blaming Trump for the problems. We remember a Trump top aide verbally assaulted in 2 D.C. restaurants. We remember people banging on the Supreme Court doors. We remember that we were called every name in the book for supporting President Trump. We remember the Hollywood said that they would leave after Trump was elected, but they didn't. They stayed. We remember being called Nazis, deplorables, and fascists. We remember our sitting president called us garbage and Kamala and the media trying to tell us to get past it because Biden doesn't matter anymore. The list is endless, but you get the idea, my friends. But a party that has been on the attack for 4 long years doesn't get a free pass with me. I'll never give the Democrats a break for all the trouble they caused. They dug a very, very deep hole. It's going to take a very long time for them to crawl out of it. Jeff Nell, come on in. Remember, at the heart of it, folks, it's Lucifer. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I'm going to say I cannot believe in most pastors because they've been manipulated. to change the gospel to become very, very weak.
Weak gospel. A weak gospel, yes.
Very weak gospel. Now I'm going to say this again. I found out that Manning Johnson in 1953 made this statement, and I quote, "The best way to destroy religion is to infiltrate the seminaries and divinity schools. Since we have a small minority in these seminaries, we get to the young clergymen." End of quote. Now, that's what I'm seeing every single day. The people are not trained. They don't know how to handle it. And these pastors are been infiltrated, and they minimize the evangelism of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they reject God's commandments just to fit a need of money, image, reputation, and numbers. It is so promoted. It just unbelievable. Just really, I see it every single day.
Why is it that President Trump will say what most pastors won't? Folks, huh? Do you believe, I'm just telling you, do you believe the courage this guy has? Do you believe it? See, he understands it's war. And if we go back 8 years or however many years it's been, I said when we elected Donald Trump, we elected a bouncer at the bar. We didn't elect a minister. We didn't elect a pastor. We elected a bouncer at the bar. Eileen, come on in.
Good morning, Coach. For the past year, Dave and Sherry Allison and I have been at the school board meeting talking about the Ten Commandments and how important it is to post them, talking about the value instilling in the children, moral code, historical. Well, they said it was against their policy. Yes, but over the weekend, I was contacted by some parents who have children in the 6th and 7th grade. I'm not sure which one, but the teacher is teaching them A, how to put on condoms, B, how to get condoms without their parents' knowledge or consent. They can order them from DoorDash, and talking about anal sex. Repeated it so many times, the children, these young people, believed that the teacher was getting off on it. And then they were doing skits where the teacher was acting as the girl trying to get the boy into bed.
Crazy.
So I'm going to go find out. I'm going to the school board meeting tonight to find out what their policy is about that and what they are doing to these children, because they sent a letter. You know, they have to send an email or a letter for the parents to decide to opt out. But they gave it to the students to give to their parents. And a number of the students didn't want to give it to their parents because they didn't want to be embarrassed knowing that their parents would opt them out of this class.
Eileen, I have 10 grandchildren. I can't imagine allowing one of my 10 precious little granddaughters in particular to go into a classroom and be embarrassed by sexual talk that they have never even in their mind ever thought about. What the hell is wrong with us, folks? Go ahead, Eileen. Were you done? I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's all I have to say.
Amen.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Pull up number 8 real quick. Pull up number 8. I told you, information overload today, okay? Information overload. Number 8, that's not it. Is it? Okay, huh? You want to talk about a guy's got some stones. Here he is. He's sitting in California, Palisades, Pacific Palisades. There's that mayor. There's that grumpy mayor. Over here, some other idiot. Listen. Listen to the bouncer at the bar. Go ahead.
In. I don't know how they're doing in other states. They're doing a good job for us here. They've got a huge center that's open from 9 in the morning till 8 at night. But also, when you have a disaster this size, you need to be able to deploy thousands of people, which they've been able to do. Now, California, if we did it on our own, maybe we'd have thousands of people.
You do.
But if Rhode Island has a Palisades disaster, are they then supposed to keep?
How many people do you have in California? 36? How many million people do you have?
What?
You have 40 million people. You're not going to get a few thousand people. The problem with FEMA is they come from all over the country. they end up in arguments with your people from California because they want to do it a totally different way. And
they're getting
I can live off. Either way, but you haven't gotten very much done with FEMA because, and all you have to do is look at North Carolina. It's one of the great disasters of all time.
And Mr. President, you can't have Rhode Island maintain a staff of thousands and thousands of people waiting to see if they have a disaster.
You know who came in and fixed North Carolina or the process? Other states, people from all over the country came. And you have the same thing. You have a lot of people from all over the country. Getting the people is not a problem. Getting the organization is a big problem. FEMA is incompetently run, and it costs about three times more than it should cost.
I'm hoping
we can spend money on
run.
Schools instead of giving money to bureaucracy. It takes you so much longer.
Mr. President, I
take you so much longer.
Go ahead and finish. Go ahead and finish.
For helping our people.
FEMA has a standard, Brad. And I'm a builder. I was a very good builder. FEMA has a standard that's so slow. They want permit on permit on permit, and then they want permits on top of that. If you use FEMA, you'll be here for a long time. What I'm saying is get the city, get the state to give you immediate 24-hour permits. These people are going to build their own homes. They're going to get them built fast. Could I ask you one question? How many of the people... What are people going to do for financing? What are people going to do? How many people can build a home, a percentage-wise, like where they don't have to go out and get funds? Some people are just not going to be able to rebuild it.
Okay, it's freezing up. So, you get it, right? Huh? Calling this stuff out! Calling this stuff out! And they're so entrenched. It's so entrenched. And most people don't have the courage to do what the bouncer at the bar is doing. Oh, I got more. Oh, I'll open up. Come on in. I've taken 37. I got more. Oh, one more. I got to do one more. I'm sorry. One more. Trump on trainees. I didn't play that one, did I? Did I play that one? Trump on train. Okay, I already played that one. They played. Put up number five up. Pull up number five. Number five. This lady here, going down, Rachel Maddow, has done nothing but poison America. And now, watch her now. Trump, hold it right there. Hold it right, freeze. Trump tweeted, Rachel Maddow has horrible ratings. She'll be off the air very soon. NBC is close to death. CNN has reached the bottom. This is a good thing. They are the enemy of the people. Go ahead. She's had her way for how long?
I think I'm going to have to hand this off.
Yeah, I bet you are. I bet you are. Scroll on down. Huh? There's another one of Rachel down here, except this one. This was her in 2018. What'd she say here?
Kids the AP kids. Has just broken some new news. This has just come out from the Associated Press. This is incredible. Trump administration officials have been sending babies and other young children. To at least three. Put up the graphic of this. Thank you. Do we have it? No. Three tender age shelters in South Texas. Lawyers and medical providers. I think I'm going to have to hand this off. Yeah.
He's heading, but they're going to put kids
Sorry.
In cages.
That doesn't
right?
fascinate.
We'll he see couldn't you. Care less if they murder him in abortion. She couldn't care less about that, could she? Oh, but don't put him in cages. Don't, which by the way, he never did. Propaganda, lying propaganda everywhere you look, and we've been putting up with it. We have been, because why? Because we have been too nice to say the truth. We got to speak the truth. She's off into the bowels of history, as far as I'm concerned. What that woman has done, what MSNBC has done to America by putting her, the likes of her, on the media every night preaching this stuff. You can't see Satan's in the middle of that stuff. I don't even know what to tell you. Lauren, come in.
Yeah, but she's not upset, or nor is she crying about the kids that are put in cages that are being raped, tortured, three-year-old, four-year-old. She doesn't care about those kids. No, she just has an agenda against Trump that's trying to rescue these kids and take them out of that whore and sending hope to the hopeless and rescuing these kids. And hey, he's only been in, he was only, you know, there for 5 days. He recovered 75,000 of the over 300,000 kids that were missing that the last 4 years Harris couldn't find because she can't even find her own fingernails.
Folks, you know that? He's already located 75,000 missing children. Trump hasn't. The system has. Dale.
Yeah, Coach, I just sent this to you real quick just to read. The words have meanings, right? Words have meaning. This is what he wrote on the in the executive order of the male and the female. I sent it to you. It says this. It says female.
Yep. Hang on, Dale. I'll get it up there so everybody can read it with you. Hang on there.
Okay. I mean, Coach, let me tell you what. You always say this. Words have meaning. And what he said in this was personhood. Coach, what he said in this executive order is setting it up for the personhood law that's going to follow. I'm telling you, this thing is going to come down like a train on these people. Do you see it?
I'm sending it to you, right? Give us just a second. I just sent it to you, Spence. As soon as you get it, pull it up.
Put it on the screen. I'll wait.
Okay, it'll be here in a second. There we go. Okay, Dale, that's on the screen.
This is in the male-female. Watch. Female means a person belonging at what? Conception. Not at birth, Coach. Not at birth. To the sex that produces the largest reproductive sales. Male means a person belonging at what? Conception. To the sex that produces a small reproductive cell. Coach, that right there is personhood. He didn't say at birth they are male and female. At conception, he's identifying them as people at conception.
Hey, folks, let me tell you something. I don't know if he believes all this stuff. I don't know. But he's letting it be put out there, isn't he? Somebody's writing this stuff. Let me tell you something. He doesn't have this, my opinion. Donald Trump doesn't have the spiritual discernment to be fighting all these cultural issues. He doesn't have the spiritual discernment to do that. But he has sure handed the reins to somebody who does. Whoever wrote that for him, we know he didn't write that. Conception. Dale. Vinny. Boom!
Coach, they said that this has been 2 years in the making. This stuff, these executive orders, that's why they've been worded like this. They thought this stuff through.
Hey, what? I wish I could find a scripture. Maybe somebody can help me out here. In the scriptures, some of the disciples come up to Jesus, and they're all upset. And they said, Lord, these people over here are casting out demons. And they're not even one of us. Stop them. Make them stop. I'm reading the scripture. I don't know where it is. Anybody know what Jesus said?
Yep.
What'd he say, Dale?
He said, leave them alone. If they're not against us, they're for us.
Boom! Is Donald Trump for you or against you, folks? Is he for us or against us? And he's still not righteous enough. Now, I said the other day, trust but verify, we got to keep our eye on him. But do you understand the doors he has opened for the church to run in through? Question is, will we? George.
Also, with the terminology of person, it could be setting things up to go back to common law, not maritime law that were there also.
Oh, man. Listen, I'm telling you, he's got some pretty shrewd dudes working behind the scenes. Pretty shrewd. Catching my breath, man. It's amazing, huh? Hang on, number 10. Hang on, Randy, I'll get you right in here. I want to make up. Remember, this is an information. So share this with people. Share with those idiots on Facebook that you're laughing at. That are laughing at you. Pull up number 10. Is that what I said? Yeah, number 10. Okay, click over here on the right. Yeah, see more. Okay, folks, the list is some side effects of Pfizer biotech COVID-19 vaccines. Here's some of the side effects. Blood thrombosis. Folks, this is from the CDC. Blood thrombosis, acute kidney injury, acute flaccid myelitis, positive antisperm antibodies, brainstem embolism, brainstem thrombosis, cardiac arrest, hundreds of cases, heart failure, cardiac ventricular thrombosis, cardiogenic shock, central nervous system vasculitis, neonatal death. Huh? I don't care about babies. Deep vein thrombosis, brainstem encephalitis. Your pastors were promoting this. Brainstem encephalitis, hemorrhagic encephalitis, front lobe epilepsy, foaming at the mouth, epileptic psychosis, facial paralysis, fetal distress syndrome, gastrointestinal amyloidosis. I don't even know what it is. Generalized tonic-clonic seizures, Hashimoto's encephalopathy, hepatic vascular thrombosis, herpes, zoster reactivation, hepatitis immune mediated, interstitial lung disease, jugular vein blood clots, juvenile, young child myoclonic epilepsy, liver damage, low birth weight, multi-system inflammatory syndrome in your church. By the way, your pastor told you to take this. Myocarditis, neonatal surgery, pancreatitis, pneumonia, stillbirth, tachycardia, temporal lobe epilepsy, testicular autoimmunity, thrombotic stroke, type 1 diabetes mellitus. They open churches for you to come and get your shots. Vertebral artery thrombosis, pericarditis, sudden death. Even after a federal pardon, he can still be charged, Fauci, by the state. Idaho is filing charges against him as I'm typing this. Yep. Fauci's going to be held accountable. Huh? Share that with your friends. Huh? Share that with your friends. Yeah, Vinny, they called it a conspiracy, didn't they? Huh? We're conspiracy theorists, right? Yeah. Randy, come on in.
Justice, 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 Coach. God loves justice.
Amen.
So, Coach, Psalm 11:3, we all should know that, have it memorized. It says, when the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? In other words, we're in trouble if that happened.
That's
Coach,
right.
Okay. Who is the right? Okay, the altars, the foundations are being repaired, Coach. What do you do after you fix it? You build.
Amen.
You build again. You rebuild. And that's what's coming. Coach, we are the righteousness of God. We are the righteous. Okay. Anybody that will stand up and say, I'm a child of God, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and I'm ready to show you the kingdom, they're the righteous. They understand their position. If we can't, those that can't do that, you do not understand that you are the righteousness of God.
That's right.
There is none righteous, no, not one. That's before Christ. After Christ, you are righteous. You have authority and you have position. We have to see and not throw that losing position, default position. Oh, I'm a worm. I'm righteous. Well, you was. Not anymore.
Not me, brother. Huh? I'm righteous, baby. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Oh, there's some truth in that. You're the righteousness of God now. That you are. It's endued. Hey, Tim Tuba, it's endued. It's endued. It's placed in you, the righteousness of God. We're the righteousness of God. Huh? Yeah, we are. Hey, one other thing. I forgot this one. Pull up the very first one. It just says reinstate military. Saw this this morning. Just saw this one this morning. Vinny, I'll be right with you. You ready? Exclusive. Peter Ducey confirms exclusively that President Trump will sign an executive order to reinstate service members removed from the military for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine, restoring their rank, and providing back pay. Now, hang on a second. I think Fauci ought to be sued for the back pay. I don't think I ought to have to pay for it. You guys think so? I think Biden's family ought to pay for it. I think every senator who passed this stuff ought to pay for it. I think every governor who caused it, I think they ought to pay for it. That's real justice. Vinny.
You know, when you had Fauci up on the screen, you reminded me of something I thought of yesterday. Remember the entire scenario about Wuhan and the wet market?
That's right.
What exactly is a wet market? Hey, guys, if you go to get fish at a fish store, you know that's a wet market? That's a fresh market. They somehow turn fresh into dangerous. Think about the insanity. Think about the inversion that they got away with.
And Vinny, we know right now without a shadow of a doubt, they called it a lab leak. Now, folks, was it a leak? Was it really a leak? Or are they of their father, the devil? And the works of their father, they will do, because there is no truth in them. And until we understand the spiritual war that we're in, we are not going to get it. We're not going to get it, folks. Understand, it's a spiritual war. The church must engage in this spiritual war. Let me throw one more thing up there. I'm sorry. I told you information overload today. Huh? Number 13. Did I send that to you? The heck, where is it? Why would I say that? Oh, my goodness. Maybe I didn't send it to you, Spence. Probably didn't. Let me look here. No, I didn't send it to you. Doggone it. I'll get it for you tomorrow. Somebody come on in. Help. Save me here these last 9 minutes. I've said enough. I've given you enough information. Would you share it? Would you share it? I had this one guy. I don't know if he listens. Probably doesn't listen. I must have sent him 20 things. Just one boom after another, one after another. I didn't care. I don't care. He never told. I don't know if he looked at him. But everything he believed was a lie, and I wasn't going to let him get away with it. And I kept bombarding him. Every time I find, still today, I'm going to send him some more stuff. Every time I find a lie, I'm going to send it to him. Ray, come on in.
Yeah, there's so much more to cover. Boy, you really got this show covered today with a lot of great information. Even the it's sounding like finally the LBJ file is released that he did kill JFK. And that's going to open up a lot. Look what they're doing down at the border with the raided Boston of the illegals there. I mean, I never seen so much positive news happening in my lifetime in 1 week. Amen.
Dude, I'm with you, huh? It's amazing. I'm sending it to you, Spence. I found that thing I didn't send to you. Jeff, come on in.
Coach, having for Proverbs 28:1.
Proverbs 28:1. Spence is doing double duty right now. Proverbs 28:1.
After yesterday morning, listening to Pastor Bill and hanging out with him, I just pulled this shirt out of the closet from Bradley D.
By the way, Jeff, if you want to come and join us at his house tomorrow, you can do it. 28:1.
And I pulled this shirt out by Bradley Dean that I bought from him years ago. This republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. That is a great shirt, but there's a scripture.
The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as lions. Amen. Amen.
That is hell.
Amen. Can you pull that up, Spence? Did you guys know this? Huh? Oh, yeah, they're going to release the Kennedy files, all that stuff. Disturbing new details show CIA drugged and tortured Americans in a secret mind control program called MKUltra. I thought that was a conspiracy theory. I thought it was a conspiracy theory. You mean it's true? Oh, my goodness. Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Jack McCarthy, come on in. Jack! Paul Webb, come on in.
Hey, Coach, notice at the top there says Daily Mail.
Yeah.
Not the Washington Post or New York Times.
No, that's right. That's right. Daily Mail, baby. You're getting your Daily Mail here. Dale.
You know, the reason why that he renamed the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of America, everybody thought that was funny. Oh, no, coach, it's another words have meaning. It is to get around the Joe Biden blockade of drilling oil. They're not drilling oil in the Gulf of Mexico. They're drilling it in the Gulf. I'm telling you, the Gulf of America. I talked with my friend. He said, listen, the redaction, the coming out of the John F. Kennedy and all that stuff is a time delay. 14 days, RFK files drop. 4 weeks, Martin Luther King drops. 6 weeks, Robert Kennedy drops.
Folks, the stuff that is going to be revealed to us is going to be, it's going to shake America to its core. All right. It's going to, now look, you understand, because you understand evil. You understand the battle between good and evil. And in 1947, trace it, 1947, Spencer, real quick, see if you can pull up Everson versus Board of Education. Everson, it's a Supreme Court decision. Everson v. Board of Ed. There it is. Everson versus Board of Education said there was a separation between the church and state. And would you look at this, primary holding, although the Establishment Clause does not require governments to avoid excessive entanglement with religion, it is permissible for a state to reimburse the cost of transportation for students in a parochial school. Everson versus the Board of Education was about whether or not the government could pay school buses to take kids to Catholic schools. That's what it was about. And the Supreme Court ruled that there was a separation between the church and state, and so therefore the money couldn't go. So since 1947, the devil's been in control of the American government. The American government threw out Jesus Christ in 1947. Look what happened since then. That's what we're dealing with. Alan Zeifer, come on in, Alan.
Coach, if you really read Isaiah 45:1, if Trump is walking out Cyrus's footsteps, you'll see where all the world leaders bow down. God makes them scared of him, their loins loose, the whole nine yards. But if America, I know I'm a big conspiracy theorist, if America is Mystery Babylon, Mystery Babylon is going to have to be the envy of the whole earth.
That's true. So that means it's going to be good times before we finish it off, Alan. That's what I've been saying all the time. By the way, scroll down.
Amen, Coach. It all lines up with Luke 17, Coach, verse 28, or verse 26 through 30. It lines right up. Jesus said the evil's going to be coming like it was in the days of Noah. The evil's going to be coming from the Sodomites like in Lot, but the economy's going to be great. They planted, they built, they married, they were given in marriage. We're seeing it happen, man.
Hey, folks. Just pause with me a second. Think of the evil that's been unleashed on America since 1947. February 10th, 1947. Scroll down to the bottom of this, Spence, if you can, the very bottom. And see, I think at the bottom, we don't have time to go through it. It tells you what the final ruling of the court is. And they go through all this yada, 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 yada. And what did they say? Separation between the church and state. Bible reading out 1961, prayer 1963. Transgenderism comes rolling in. Why? Foundations be destroyed. What can the righteous do? And I don't know about you guys. I hate executive orders. I'm starting to love them right now. Now, there's a real danger, friends. If we continue to have government run by Donald Trump, we're very, very short to close to a dictatorship. You understand that, don't you? Right? The leap isn't that far. But one of the things that's really, I want to say pissing, but I'm not going to say that. One of the things that's really ticking them off is Donald Trump is using their own weapons against him. Their own weapons he's using against him. Executive orders, bypassing it. Oh, they hate him. Oh, my goodness. What a time to be alive. Hey, Bill Dunphy, live. And you're not going to believe the stories he's going to tell tomorrow, folks. You ain't going to believe it. The hell that guy went through for 4 months. Never went inside. Never did anything except, well, Jeff Klein can fill us all in on that. Huh? Oh, yeah. God bless you. See you tomorrow.